Hi, this is Steve O'Mooney from Socially Awkward, Arcade Bros, and The Idiot Section. You're listening to another great show on the Four-Eyed Radio Network. For more great shows, check out www.foureyedradio.com.
Hey, diddly ho, it's Aaron from the Underground Railroad. Just wanted to introduce you guys to America Joy Print Shop, the official sponsor of the Four-Eyed Radio Network. Business cards, flyers, posters, banners, cut vinyl, car wraps, and more. Visit AmericaJoy.com for more information and let them know that the Fern sent you. Or I will kill your firstborn child. Not really. I'll send you cupcakes if you do. Bye! Alrighty, Roo, we are finally back on the Underground Railroad. Sorry, y'all, we keep taking hiatuses.
Gotta fix the tracks.
Yeah, we're derailing all constantly.
Quite a bit.
Constantly.
Somebody's been lubing up our tracks, so you know how that goes, folks, right?
Gets a little dangerous,
A little slippery.
I think somebody kept leaving some pennies on the tracks, and things just got crazy. But we're here, and we love you guys.
We're here, and we're queer, and we love you.
And we are allowed at every business in Arizona, because that was a crazy thing that happened this week.
Yeah, Arizona, it's the dry hate.
Yeah, fucking A, Jan Brewer, crazy. She just took forever to veto the bill.
How does she have no idea what's going on?
No. She knew what was going on. She was like, oh, I have to get back into town, blah, blah, blah. But still, come on, lady. You know you didn't need that much time to review something that was discriminated.
That obnoxious.
Yeah.
Come on.
But we are glad that it did get vetoed. So high fives to that. I am glad it was vetoed.
Steven, are you upset?
It's because you're crazy. It's the meth lab of democracy here. I just don't understand why things like that get brought up, because it's like we're moving backwards when we're trying to move forward. Yeah. But actually, a lot of it stemmed from this case that happened in New Mexico, and it kept getting referenced when people were thinking about the bill and discussing it. And basically, there was a couple in New Mexico who approached a photographer to take their wedding photos, and the photographer was not comfortable with it because they were gay. Apparently Kansas has some really strict legislature on that one. Yeah. But I'm glad that the correct choices were made in our state. Because it sucks when there's a large community out here that doesn't agree with some of the legislature that has been passed here.
The dinosaur laws.
And then people just decide to boycott and hate Arizona. But guess what? We're not all assholes.
Nope. It's true. I mean, I definitely think like it's going to be just a matter of years now until those
Sun City dies.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So that'll be nice.
But
in the meantime,
moving backwards is not a beneficial
Murder,
thing
She Wrote.
To do. So.
Yeah. Indeed.
I liked Murder, She Wrote.
Yeah, I always knew what was happening before the ending.
I think I was like six when it was on, though. So I don't remember too.
Of course they are. They're remaking everything.
But in other news...
Awkward moment.
Awkward sausage of the week.
Dumplings in your eyes.
Yeah. In your socks.
Would you care to go first?
Yeah.
Okay.
So there was a decision I had made back in high school that has now come back to haunt me almost 10 years later.
I kind of wish I was a dude and I had knocked some girl up and it was just like a kid showing up at my doorstep. But no, that's not the case. And unfortunately, that decision I had made back in the day was being a member of student council.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Because now that in another year, I guess, in 2015, it'll be my 10-year reunion.
Wow.
And I am getting awkward Facebook messages from... Well, first I got a message from some random guy in general asking if I could remember who the student council president was during our senior year. I could remember a first name. I couldn't remember a last name. Lo and behold, later that night, I have a friend request from that individual. And then I'm being added to a private group that is titled Desert Vista Reunion Planning Committee. And myself and one other person are the only two who have not responded to any of the posts made in that group yet, which... it's pretty hilarious because it reminds me of high school. My friend Alex, who was also in student council with me, he and I were pretty much always the two that didn't really care.
Dicked off a little bit.
So I'm not surprised that, oh, yeah, 10 years later, 9 years, almost 10 years later, we still don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering how to go about it as far as, like, leaving the group and just being like, y'all, I don't care. I'm not planning on really, I might show up. Like, we've got Facebook. Do we really need to have a reunion?
No. I mean, sure. No.
I just,
no.
Yeah. It's really uncomfortable.
I mean, what are you guys going to talk about? Like, nothing.
Right.
I'm the student council, or I'm the leader of the neighborhood watch. And my block.
I don't under. I mean, did you even go to your 10-year?
No.
Did
no,
you?
No, I was in a different
10-year?
State, right? Actually, at that time. So yeah, no, I missed that one.
If you were
I did,
around,
well,
would you have wanted to go?
I got a 5-year.
Yeah.
And I went to that, but it turned out it wasn't really. It was something that the cool kids created.
Okay, so it was like an unofficial.
Yeah, it was an unofficial thing, and
I'm wondering, did the school contact the president the individual who was president at the time? Was he contacted by like the school or something, or was this just something he like randomly thought of? Like, oh yeah, it's almost our 10-year. We should start planning this.
Like, well, and like what? Our principal isn't even the principal anymore and hasn't been for quite some time.
I don't understand how, like, is this an official thing that actually needs to happen? Do I have to be a part of it? Because I don't want to be. Like, why? Like, I thought, I don't believe that reunions really exist in the real world, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even do it with, like, my family. Like, we used to do family reunions, but... I don't know. Yeah. It's weird.
And like with social media now, like
I feel like
it's so easy to just figure out how your old buddy from high school is doing.
Yeah. Or even, I don't know. I feel like maybe it's popular in small towns.
Yeah. Maybe.
But maybe. I mean, that's the only thing I can really think of.
Yeah, maybe.
But nowadays, so many people didn't give a shit about the people that they went to high school with, or... I mean, pretty much only the popular kids really gave a flying fuck. And
I just, I'm at a point where I'm like, oh, do I really want, no thanks.
Nope. Rain check.
So
when I
say that's fun. That's a nice bullet that I get to figure out how to dodge.
I'm sure you can. It'd be kind of funny though if you...
I'm going to be like, oh, sorry, guys, but I plan to be living on Mars this time next year, so.
You should go, but you should go as a black person.
Here we go.
Like, I had the reversal of white, right, white reversal pigmentation surgery.
Because my whole life I felt like I was really
or like go as a man.
Well, my thing is I'm not even concerned about attending it or not at this point. I'm just like, how do I tell these individuals that I don't want to be a part of planning it?
Yeah. And if you could be a part of it, then you want to make it badass.
Well, and the thing is that it's like, okay, do I want to actually spend my time trying to plan something that's going to happen a year from now with a bunch of people that I'm
not really that crazy about.
I'm like, it might be cool to see some people, but I'm not super stoked.
Yeah, like, it's like planning a party for your first period or something. Not really something to celebrate.
Like, do I really want to get
involved
with this?
Like, yay, I'm old. I'm 28 now.
Like, yeah, it's been 10 years since I was in high school.
Didn't have to worry about working or being responsible.
Right, it's been 10 years since I didn't have to pay bills.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Thanks for
reminding me of what kind of debt I am now in. Yeah. Cheers to being an adult.
Right.
Yay. Where's
the fucking whiskey pool?
Yes.
I smell you. I do.
Yeah.
So I really do.
In other awkward news, what have you got?
I just farted. Now,
that's not awkward. That's your normal state of being.
Well, this one's super, super awkward, and I kind of don't know where to start, but I'll just come on out with it. So the other day, I was crossing the street, and then I was hit by I'm pregnant.
What do you mean? Who did you run into that's
a penis into my vagina?
You got raped in the crosswalk?
Yes, and now I'm pregnant.
That's insanity.
Yeah.
Are you having an alien?
Yes, it is probably gonna... The world, I don't know if the world can handle what's coming out of my...
womb?
My flaps. But
your beef curtains are about to spit out.
My beef sheets.
Your beef sheets.
But
I like that better than beef curtains.
Yeah, so life's gonna get pretty crazy for me.
That is nutty balls.
Yeah, folks. So I'm gonna get really fat and it's gonna be sad.
This is insane. Like for realsies?
Yeah.
Shit balls. You're gonna keep it?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I figure I'm 32.
Might as well
maybe
have
it's time to get serious and grow up a little bit.
Wow. I was not expecting that. I think now this is probably my most awkward moment.
Yeah.
Especially since I'm pretty sure I know who the papa is. Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's my uncle. Yeah.
Yeah. Craze balls.
Yeah, it'll be weird. But, I mean, my family's really happy.
Yeah.
That's good.
How long have you known?
2.5 weeks. Yeah.
Nutty.
Yeah. Well, it's a little, it's, I don't know how, I think I might be 2 or 3 months. But.
Yeah, it's crazy how the stuff works with.
Or no, like two months at the most, I think.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that means I've been doing copious amounts of drugs.
Yeah.
And drinking. And smoking.
You probably want to cut that out.
And I know I got so wasted last night, too. No, I'm just kidding. No, I was totally lying about that. I did not get... I haven't drank in 2.5 weeks.
That's crazy.
Or smoked.
Wow, that's impressive.
And it's all I want to do.
Yeah.
And I keep having dreams about it. It sucks.
That's but nutty.
Yeah, but nutty.
But nutty. Well, I guess that means I'm going to be an unofficial auntie.
Yes, you are.
So you're going to make sure that I get to be one of the first people to hold the baby because I'm really good at dropping babies. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see if I can break my record time. How many seconds will it take for Erin to drop the baby and start? Whoops. There she goes.
It's like, yeah, I mean, my baby will have to have a helmet for the rest of its life.
But yeah.
It's worth it just for that.
Totally.
First moment, that christening.
That christening. That plop.
Yes.
Yes. Because that's how, you know, it's going to be due for success.
Exactly.
I mean, Braxton is going to be our future president. Thanks, yeah. Krista and Justin, for letting me drop your baby. If you guys are interested in letting me drop your baby, just...
The president of Cell Block 1, probably.
Yeah, but a president, nonetheless.
A president, indeed.
Nonetheless. Yeah, but if you guys are interested in letting me drop your baby... I love doing it. It's one of my favorite.
You do it well. I feel like you have a finesse about your the way that you do drop babies.
And I don't even practice. It's just
it's a natural. Yeah, it's not contrived. A natural gift. It's quite impressive.
Yeah, fuck, dude.
Fuck, dude.
Sure.
Literally.
Do you think your child is gonna be like the? I read this. I'm really bad at finishing articles, and I do that with books too. Like I read like half a book, but apparently there's a guy who claims that he has survived his 25 years on pizza. And I think that is about to be the child you bring into this world.
Oh yeah. My child is going to invent a new kind of pizza that is going to blow people's taste buds.
And away. I also read that there's a study going on about the level of heat in peppers and when you eat them, the endorphins that they create. And not only is sriracha delicious, but apparently it enhances your mood.
I could see that. Because you can't be busy, you know, thinking about how sad and depressed you are when you're when your mouth's on fire.
I think there was a while back when there were videos of people crying while eating. Mm-hmm. Did you see any of those? Okay. It was a long time ago. I just remember a few of them. And one of my friends thought that it would be really funny watching somebody try to eat lobster claws or crab claws, because you have to break them and dig it all out and stuff. Yeah. So they thought it would be really funny if somebody was crying while doing that. And now I'm just thinking of somebody just eating wasabi and crying because they're sad, not because their sinuses are on fire.
Yeah. It'd be pretty easy to
more
do.
Hot sauce.
Yeah.
More hot sauce for the world.
It does many, many good things. But, yeah, no, it's funny. Skylar came over to my parents' house.
Skylar.
Yeah, Skylar. St. John.
Okay.
And
I was what?
It was really funny because me and Adam were there and my brother was there. He came to, of course, pick up pot. That's why my brother gets to see all my friends
and you
more than I do, because he sells drugs. But
but not just any drugs.
The best kind.
The best kind.
Heroin. But no. and meow meow. No. But yeah. So he came over and I wasn't gonna tell him. I haven't told anybody really.
Yeah. But you just decided to announce it to everyone on the podcast.
Sure did.
Yep. That's how Natalie likes to break her news.
How I roll here.
Just get it all over with in one fell swoop.
Yep. Boom. But yeah, so he came over and I went to the bathroom and my mom comes out while I'm in the bathroom and she's just just blabs it out.
Oh,
and Skylar's just what?
Because I don't think he's said anything to me.
He said he wouldn't.
Yeah, he's good at being he's keeper. A secret keeper. A secret.
Well, kisser?
Creeper. I don't know. Creeper, secret keeper.
Seeker?
Keeper of the secrets.
Keeper smackers?
Yeah.
Keeper treeper. Or
a trapper keeper.
Trapper keeper. That's what it was. I was trying to.
That's.
His mouth is like a trapper keeper.
Keep all of your homework in one place.
And your little love notes. But yeah. And he was just like, and I wasn't out there. I came back out and it was like, he was like looking at me funny. And I was like, hey.
Well, balls. Yeah.
And my brother was like, oh yeah. So mom totally like spilled the nuts. And I'm like, what? You might have... Oh. And he's like,
those nuts.
He's like, yeah. I'm like, oh, yeah. So yeah. Yeah. And he's like, wow, congratulations. He's like, he looked really scared for us.
Yeah.
He looked very scared for us.
I'm terrified.
I know. I'm scared too.
That is crazy balls.
I'm going to have a little crazy animal following me around.
And
but he's going to be awesome or she's going to be whatever. But
yeah. How does Pippi feel about this?
Pippi's excited.
Yeah.
Pippi wants someone more her height anyway.
Yeah.
So they're going to be best friends, I can tell.
Right on, bitchin'.
Yeah. So good times. If you think of any good names, toss them on over.
Oh, hells yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I was thinking of naming my firstborn Left Eye.
Ah.
Snoop and Biggie were also names that I thought of. You know.
Okay. All right.
Just
maybe Vanilla.
Yeah.
Vanilla Ice.
You know. Millie Hammer, Vanilli.
Hammer Time. MC Hammer.
MC Hammer is a good one. You know, there's, I mean, endless,
Little
endless
Wayne.
Options.
Yeah.
Bieber. You can name your kid Bieber.
Bieber Fever.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah, it's we're thinking. Ow, we're thinking about it. It's been real difficult.
Well, you don't have to decide anything yet. You've got kind of a ways to go.
That's true.
So
time does fly, though. It's a sneaky bitch. That time.
It certainly is. But I mean, you don't have to jump ship yet and already have a name for your little bean.
Don't even know what the bean looks like or
sex. I mean, it could have three heads and you might have to give very each well head a name.
Could
so
well, that would be easy. One, two, and but yeah, Aaron, so
well,
that's been my few weeks.
Wow, dude. So that's why you had the shit so bad.
I have been having the shits real good.
Damn.
real bad good.
I think I'm going to make an appointment tomorrow to get my uterus removed. side note, and add that to my list of to-dos. But,
it's been pretty all right. I mean, except for a few crampings here and there. And no morning sickness, except for maybe right now.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I like got the anti acids coming up, but I'll be all right.
That could also be, you know, jalapenos.
Yeah, something. It could have been.
Yeah.
Some salsa mix.
Salsitas.
But I don't know. Who knows? It might not work out, and
it's an adventure.
My body might decide to eat it.
That's true. That could happen.
Well, you know what I was thinking? Like, how long does sperm last? Like, I wonder if there can be, like, a rogue sperm that does live in your uterus for years.
I think usually it's 72 hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
But what if I kind of, like, wanted to make a movie?
I think you should.
Of a rogue sperm.
Sperm that's just alive forever inside your uterus.
And it, like,
never manages to fertilize.
Never manages.
It's just hanging out.
Or, just hanging out. You know, and it does sometimes it does see its buddies. And, like, they hang out. And then, unfortunately, all his buddies die. Which is kind of sad. But.
Because he's, like, so excited. Like, oh, my buddies came.
Finally, friends are here.
And then
They die.
But, you know, he might. I think he might.
He just has a rager for like 3 days.
Yeah. Yeah. And
kickstands, let's beer pong.
Yeah. But I think he's going to fall in love with like a T-cell or some kind of weird.
And I can tell you've given this a lot of thought.
Happily ever after with it. This T-cell. Yeah, no, I don't know why I thought about this the other day. Like a rogue sperm. Yeah.
Well, what do you think you'll title the book or the movie?
I think you should start it as a graphic novel.
A graphic novel.
Yeah.
Might be.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I have to work on that.
Yeah.
Maybe into a comic. I think a comic might be better.
Yeah.
Is that a graphic novel?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is a fancy way of saying that.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's nice.
Yeah, I'd buy it. I definitely want to see what happens.
Yeah. Because you never, it's a wild life in on your insides, but
right?
You never know what's going on in there.
Yeah. I just always think about that Magic School Bus episode. When, like, the kid was home from school sick, so the teacher and the rest of the class decide to take a field trip through his body. That's a little rude.
That is a little obtrusive.
He's already not feeling well.
Yeah.
So you decide to shrink your magic bus down and enter through and his nose or something.
Yeah, just go right on in.
Right on in. Visit all his germs.
Road closed.
Yeah.
No.
No, thank you.
Unacceptable.
You don't need to pry around in here.
No.
I don't even like when my gynecologist does it. Please, I don't need the rest of my fourth grade class doing it either.
Right. Great. So I can be booger guts at school now?
Thanks, Miss President.
Like, obviously, Timmy eats his boogers, because there they are in
there
his stomach.
There they are in his intestinal
tract. It's like, thanks.
Oh, Mrs. And that's where Susie's favorite crayon went.
Yeah.
It's in the exutory system.
Right in the rectum.
Right in that rectum.
At least it wasn't a magic marker, though. That's when...
I think that would be a little harder to even chew and get down.
Well, I'm saying...
Other...
Sticking it
and
in.
Sure, and it, other entering other through a different
orifices.
Other
orifies.
Other way. Yeah. Damn. Makes me think about tennis.
Persian rug burns.
Yes.
Yeah. Definitely. Now I understand.
Yeah.
That's funny. That's real funny.
Oh, man. Sorry, there was a former lover of noodles that...
Of mine that enjoyed Sharpies right in the arse.
Right up in there.
Right in the starfish, folks.
Right in there.
Right but, in there.
You know, there's weirder things.
Yeah. Very damn, for sure. And I thought I heard something weird. Goo.
Goo.
Gooey goo
goo.
Can't something crazy. I feel like it happened in Germany, but I'm not sure.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn. The world is going mad. That is for sure.
Yeah.
The Ukraine was like totally on fire. That was nutty.
What happened?
Crazy protest and shit.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. No, there was a crazy protest downtown Phoenix the other day, and I think it was because of the veto or the bill.
Yeah. Urging the veto is what was happening.
Yes.
Trying to get.
Making vetoes.
Making the veto happen instead of the veto loca. You know.
Yeah.
Oh, shitballs. Something.
Oh, all right. I think I told you I saw Brian and Nikki Burge.
Oh, how are they?
They're good. They're good. Nikki works downtown.
Oh, awesome.
And she basically...
Oh, I forgot to wish her a happy birthday.
I did too.
Damn. Happy birthday, Nikki. I know it's belated, but we love you.
We mucho gusto love you.
Very long time.
But I really don't know why I brought that up, to be honest.
Okay. But you saw them. They're good.
Steven, let's hit a break. Commercial break now. Just kidding. but yeah, no, they're doing good. I told them about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're just like, kind of like how you reacted.
I'm like, at first I wasn't sure if they were serious or not. I know. So I was like, I know. Is she kidding right now?
No.
I feel like I just got punked and Ashton Kutcher still has not shown up.
You're like, okay, we're
stuck
you?
In traffic.
Looking near the table. Yeah, no, it was funny. They're just like speechless.
Yeah.
Just like stars in their eyes. What? It was funny. It was cute. It was really cute. Super cute.
So adorbs. Trying to think.
I know. I've been trying to think too, but I have no brain anymore.
Yeah. I hear that happens sometimes when you get pregnant.
Yeah, you completely, like the other day I was trying to put on my pants. But it was like the completely wrong way. And like, they were basically backwards.
That was a look for a minute in yeah. the 90s, right?
Crisscross.
Crisscross, yep.
Yeah. Daddy Mac will make you. But, yeah.
Jump.
But, yeah, no, I'm scatterfucked. Like, my brain is, I feel like I have mad cow disease or something. Like, I can't keep.
You want to keep an eye on that, though, because according to a documentary I watched on the truth about zombies, that could become the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
And
Mad Cow?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like they did a whole thing with it where they attacked different ideas of the zombie. And like one of the things they talked about was like the Haitian zombie. And then they also talked about like with like disease and things. And one of the things was, yeah, like you could take something like Mad Cow and depending on years from now, like if it develops more and gets stronger and more serious, like yeah, it could potentially turn us all into zombies.
Yeah, well, apparently, if you're a cannibal, that fucks with your biology.
Like, yeah,
you can't be when you're eating something that has similar amino acids and similar like makeup DNA.
Yeah,
it makes you crazy. It like messes with your brain and like fucks you up, makes you so if you start eating people, you will turn crazy because
and
you're eating the
I
same
will
protein
come at you with a katana and a crossbow.
Yeah,
because I carry those on my person on a regular basis.
And holy water.
Yeah.
Even though no, that's vampires.
Yeah, no, that's not zombies. But hey, who knows if you're eating people, who knows what level of crazy you might become?
Oh, yeah.
Like, might be, like, projectile vomiting, crawling up the wall, levitating out of your bed.
Head
six
turning
feet.
Backwards.
Crazy. Ooh. Shit.
Have you seen this movie? It's called The Fourth Kind.
No.
It's on Netflix right now.
Awesome.
And everyone should watch it. Wait till after we're done here with the show and then go watch it. But it's basically about, it's supposedly based on real footage, real events. And it's about this psychologist who starts interviewing these people that have trouble sleeping. And what's happening is like in the middle of the night, they'll wake up out of a deep sleep out of nowhere. They'll just wake up and they'll look out their window and they'll see a white owl looking in at them. And it's just like they'll feel like something.
All of these had the owl in common.
All of clients.
All of her customers.
All of her. Yes. All of her customers. But all of her patients had that similarity. And anyway, it's basically the fourth kind is aliens.
Yeah. Awesome.
And like these people, like what she does, she puts them under and hypnotizes them, mm-hmm. and they describe to her what they see. But the white owl ends up turning into like some crazy, like them, like they're coming to get me. They're coming to get me. And like,
what?
No. And like, they're levitating in their bed and like, while they're hypnotized, like they're, and they're like, their face and their mouth contorts into like these weird like shapes and their mouth gets really, really big. It's crazy. Like some guy after that happened, was paralyzed because he like was like convulsing. Yeah. After I, yeah.
What? Okay. So the fourth kind, it's on Netflix.
It's on Netflix.
I'm going to watch that before I cancel my Netflix account again.
Yeah. Watch it. Cause, oh wait, what was that movie that you wanted me to see? Something about Adele?
Oh yeah. Frances Ha. It's a good one.
Frances Ha. Okay.
Frances Ha.
Cause I've been like searching high and low through Netflix lately and just not knowing, yeah, showing it up.
Yeah. Frances Ha. I enjoyed it. Well, when I first watched it, I was kind of like, okay. But then I kept thinking about it afterwards and I realized that it was a good movie. I guess, it wasn't what I was expecting it to be, but that's not a bad thing.
Right.
It was a good movie. I think too, maybe when I watched it, where I was in my mind state was just kind of like, oh, this movie's making me feel more than I wanted to today.
Oh yeah.
One of those. But it's good.
Should I watch it by myself or with someone?
You could watch it with someone.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like crying in front of people.
I didn't cry.
Okay.
But I'm also a heartless wench. you know. But
there's that.
but yeah, no, it was good. There's definitely a lot of parts in it I think you will enjoy and probably be able to relate to. No, there isn't.
It's all right.
Yeah.
I've got my fix in today anyway.
Yep, same. You're good. But Frances Ha was cute. It was a good film.
Sweet.
Yep. And
I'll have to give it a checkaroo.
Yeah. Let's see. March is on the way.
My birthday.
Your birthday is right around the corner.
It's going to be so boring. I know. Can't drink. Can't do drugs.
Can't.
What kind of birthday is that?
The fuck?
Jesus.
Yep. Praise him.
Praise him.
With a... Yeah, but March is fun. Easter's coming up. I don't know why, but I like Easter so much.
Oh, yeah.
Probably something to do with bunnies, but...
And Easter egg hunts.
Egg hunts are awesome. Jelly beans are good.
Oh, my God.
The ones from Trader Joe's are amazing.
So good.
They're so good. Trader Joe's, give me all your jelly beans now. 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 Speaking of bunnies, I have to get a restraining order.
Okay.
Because I keep thinking about getting another bunny,
yeah,
and I keep looking at bunnies available for adoption, and I really want another bunny, but I don't think that's a good idea at this juncture in time. So I need to be like quarantined from bunnies or something. Like I can't look at them. I can't.
I don't know if you know this, but bunnies give you AIDS.
Yeah.
So you probably want to stay away from them.
Okay, that'll help knowing that. But what if I already have AIDS from my previous bunnies?
No, you don't want this new
kind of bunny AIDS.
Bunny AIDS.
New bunny AIDS.
They call them hairy hair AIDS.
Hairy hair AIDS. Okay.
Hairy death AIDS.
Hairy death AIDS. Okay. Yeah, I'll keep an eye out.
It's definitely.
No, I mean, I'll just avoid.
Yeah.
Can't keep an eye out. Gotta just avoid the bunnies.
Just avoid the bunnies. Because that's what the hairy.
But they smell so good.
They do.
They smell so
good.
They're
so soft.
And they're adorable and silly. So silly. If you guys have not wasted, and I don't mean wasted, because it was not a waste of time.
No.
It was some of the best hours of my life. if you haven't done yourself the pleasure of spending hours on YouTube watching videos of bunnies, do it.
Bunny farts, the
you
best.
You will thank me for it.
Bunny farts are hilarious.
If you ever have a bad day, just watch bunnies on YouTube.
Yeah.
You will feel so much better about everything.
Bunnies and pandas.
Sloths are another good
sloths
one to watch.
Sloths are pretty awesome.
Sloths are great.
Pandas are like ridiculous though. They're like rolling around falling on each other.
They're clumsy little
stupid.
Clumsy little ninjas.
Clumsy little cutie patoots.
Yeah. But those damn bunnies, man.
What's I gonna tell you, son of a bitch?
Bunny AIDS. I need to keep clear of that.
Keep clear of that.
You sure there isn't a vaccine I could just get?
Yeah. The last person that tried to
Didn't make it.
He was close. He was close to that vaccine, but
well, Natalie, I appreciate you warning me.
Yeah,
before
you know,
I got in too deep.
Only because I care.
Thank you.
About that. So
can't be spreading bunny AIDS.
No. No, no. No, don't wanna do that. Well,
you forgot to tell me about
it's really annoying because it was a good one too. See, again, every thought is so fleeting.
There flies another one. Another one bites the dust. So tell me a little bit about your brother, Senor Tim, and his lady friend that is visiting from the homeland.
She's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. She resembles a little bit too much like our cousin. But, I mean, besides the point, she's awesome. Like, she's this 22-year-old sweetheart.
Yeah.
I mean, just a little
piece. And she's lived in Hungary her whole life?
Her whole life.
Damn.
She speaks it very, very nicely. And she's been here for, I think, 3 weeks, and she just basically hangs out with my dad all day because my brother has to work.
Right.
So
they're getting along.
They're, you know, yeah, like my dad's always like, oh, you know, and just like talking Hungarian all day long with her. And yeah, so basically, I mean, and she was saying to my mom the other day, like, I started to email Timmy and I don't know why, but I just started crying. She's like, I don't know what that means. I don't know. But anyway, so she's like totally in love with my brother. And
yeah.
Like, they play around and wrestle around. And like, they're a really good couple. And like, she's so silly.
Yeah.
Like, so silly.
Nice.
Like, totally. It's so weird. Like, she reminds me of my family.
Yeah.
So it's.
That's good.
Yeah. It's weird. I'm like,
that's
whoa.
Good.
So, yeah. But the plan is for her to go back in March. She leaves on March 10th.
Okay.
And she's going to finish up some shit. Probably dump all her other boyfriends.
Right.
And then he's going to fly out in May
mm-hmm.
with a ring.
Wow.
Whoa.
Tim's getting married. You're going to be a mom. Everything's going crazy.
Crazy catawampus.
Wow.
Yeah.
Parents are going to be planning a wedding and having a grandbaby all at the same time. Damn.
Yeah, it was so funny when, like, I told my mom about it. Like, and she's like, okay. Don't tell your dad. Don't tell your dad that you're pregnant. Let's surprise him. Let's take him out for lunch. Let's take him out for lunch. And we'll surprise him and we'll have the camera there and we'll just like take pictures of his reaction. And
I'm like,
I know. And I'm like,
there might be some photo that you're going to be like, I want to delete that one.
We should post him.
Yeah.
On our page because it's funny. But yeah, we go to PETA Jungle and there's this app on my phone where it teaches you like Hungarian words. And me and my dad were like going through them, like because there's flashcards. And I'm like, so Dad, what is kolopach? And he's like, oh, that's hammer. And I'm like, what's this mean? And then he's like, la, la, la. And then I'm like, Teresh vajok. And that means I'm pregnant. And he's like, that means you're, he's like, you're kidding. You're, did you just really, you're not pregnant. You were kidding. That was a joke. You were kidding.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, Dad, that's real. I'm like, that's real. And well, and it was funny too, because even before I said that,
yeah,
before we were doing that, my mom starts crying.
Oh God.
We're sitting at
the. Way to keep it together, Debbie.
I know. Like,
way to plan this elaborate surprise.
And my dad is just like so confused.
He's like, did she eat one of those special brownies again?
Like, did she sit on something? Like, yeah. Why is she crying? And my dad like doesn't even know what to say or think. He's just like looking around, like not even knowing how to like talk to her or like breach the situation. Yeah. And finally, he just like can't keep it in any longer, and he's just like, I hope these are tears of joy or happiness. Yeah. And my mom's like, like, and he's just like so like confused, so off his tits, like what is happening. And he's just like looking around like, but and then I told him that it was like the funniest thing I've ever seen. It was like so retarded. It was really funny.
But he's excited.
Yeah, he's excited. He's like, I thought you guys were being careful.
About that. Slipped. So, you still watching American Horror Story?
No.
Yeah, I didn't start it. So, I just thought I'd put that up.
Every day is an American Horror Story, baby.
That's the life I live. Getting out of bed is my daily horror story.
Daily life. I haven't told work.
Yeah. They don't need to know.
That's how I feel.
Yeah. I mean, until it's further in.
Yeah.
I know a coworker of mine, her daughter is pregnant. And she hasn't told anybody. I found out through her son. But, they're, like, her daughter doesn't want to tell anyone until she's, like, three months at this point. But she still, like, doesn't want to tell everyone. Yeah. I was like, well, that's kind of awkward because, like, your band is already advertising that they're auditioning new drummers. The fact that your brother is the bass player for the band, people are going to ask, like, What's up? Why are you getting a new drummer? And obviously your brother has no problem telling anyone what's going on.
Yeah.
So people are gonna know pretty soon.
Pretty soon.
So
Juke is a firefighter.
Now? Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That happened quick.
That was fast. I know. It was funny because I hadn't heard from her in a while and I'm like, what the hell? And it's because she was like training like crazy.
Damn.
For like the past 2 months.
That's awesome. She enjoying it?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's funny too because she's always giving me like firecrackers and like fire things. So I'm just like,
you're like, you're just promoting me to set fire to something.
You're keeping the fire.
You're keeping your job necessary. Although I think it's job pretty security. Much always secure. Well, line of duty, things like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Even though I never really see a lot of fires, but there was a huge one downtown this past week.
Yeah, that industrial fire.
Yeah.
That was nuts.
That was pretty crazy. But shut down a bunch of freeways.
A lot of shit.
Stuff.
And, you know, another thing she can always look forward to is every summer, California is going to go on fire. So it's always
fun.
That's
for sure.
You know, Northern Arizona catches a blaze too. Not to make light of anybody who has been severely affected by any of those natural disasters, but Junk will always have something to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Whether you're setting fire to your kitchen or somebody else forgot to listen to Smokey the Bear.
I did have a small chemical fire in my house the other day.
Were you cooking meth?
I kind of. No, I accidentally cooked. Well, my mom got these cheap ass dish towels.
Okay.
From, I want to say like the plastic store. I don't know. Okay. But it's just it's this cheap fabric. It's not even like fabric. I feel like it's just fiberglass and
mineral oil.
Pribinol. Right. I don't know. But yeah, I put one on the burner of my stove and the stove was still on.
Oh, sucky.
And that thing melted like nobody's business. But it like started bubbling.
Ooh.
Like all the plastic nastiness of it. It was intense. And like all this ash, it was almost like being in, like there was a volcano or something. There was ash all over the house, everywhere. It was on the ceiling.
Whoa.
It was insane. And I'm inhaling this. Dude, my child's going to be retarded. Seriously. I've been doing like so many bad things.
And that's even without your genetics involved.
Without my disposition there.
Damn. Is your stove gas or electric?
Electric.
Okay. At least it wasn't like you had the gas stove on all night.
No. Yeah.
That's good. Because that could be scary.
We know about that.
Wake up like not waking up. I'm so not funny tonight. I don't know where my funny went. Okay. Well, then fuck.
Screw it. Screw it all to hell.
Yeah. Right to the bread basket.
Bush wagon.
Well, thank you guys for tuning in. Sorry it's taken us a while. And sorry Aaron at least was not very entertaining. Or at least I don't think I was.
You were fine.
I didn't think I was entertaining. But
we were kind of just like, blah.
Just shooting the breeze tonight.
Next time, though, I'm going to get drunk for you guys. Screw the baby. I don't care.
All right. Well, congrats to you, Natalie. I'm going to be wishing you luck throughout this crazy-ass journey.
It should be interesting.
Yep. We'll see where it takes you. Ah!
New to the loony bin. All right, kids. Love you.
Thanks again for stopping by.
Choo-choo.
Boo-boo. Boo.
This has been another fine production of the 4i Radio Network. For more great shows, check out www.4iradio.com.